And welcome to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'm Michaela Kennan here in the KRCB studios with my co-host Gary Carnevale, our engineer Mary Moore Campagna. We have a full lineup of folks tonight who have organized several events in celebration of LGBT Pride here in Sonoma County. First up, we'll be talking with Ellen Mermont Silver. She's a longtime friend of Outbeat Radio, and she and her partner Robin Bramhall are presenting the 18th annual Pride Comedy Night coming up June 1st. Later on, we're going to chat with Gary Saperstein about Gay Wine Weekend, which offers up 3 days of special events in Sonoma Valley beginning right on June 14th. There's a lot to get to, but first, here's Greg Moralia with the Outbeat Radio News and Calendar.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, May 19th, 2013. Last week it was Rhode Island and Delaware, and this week it's Minnesota. Governor Mark Dayton signed their marriage equality bill into law minutes after the Senate approved the bill, making Minnesota the 12th state to embrace the freedom to marry. The governor commended the people of Minnesota for leading the way in the increasingly rapid march towards LGBT equality. Less than a year after voters considered and defeated an amendment to the state constitution to ban same-sex marriage, and both chambers of the state legislature approved marriage equality with bipartisan support. The governor said, "I think history was coming the way of the people of Minnesota, who pride ourselves on being at the forefront of progressive social change. Time is on the side of those who want every American to have the same equal protections under the law that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution guarantees." Minnesota became the first Midwestern state to pass marriage equality through the legislature. Iowa legalized same-sex marriage in 2009 as a result of a unanimous ruling in favor of equality by the state's Supreme Court. Same-sex couples in Minnesota can begin marrying on August 1st. And momentum for marriage equality is spreading beyond the safely liberal strongholds of the East Coast, according to several new polls that found a majority support the freedom to marry in locales as diverse as Michigan, Virginia, and even Arizona. A recent poll of Michigan voters found that 56.8% of Michigan voters support marriage equality, according to the Detroit News. This is a sharp reversal from last year when just over 44% of Michiganers supported marriage equality. It's an even more stark departure from 2004 when Michigan voters approved a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. That ban is now being challenged in a federal district court, though the judge considering the lawsuit has said he won't decide the case until the U.S. Supreme Court issues its ruling on California's Proposition 8 and the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Even Arizona, where the legislature is currently considering a bill that would forbid transgender people from using the restroom that corresponds with their gender identity, is feeling the push towards marriage equality. Although Arizona voters overwhelmingly passed a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage in 2008, 55% of voters now favor marriage equality. Support for marriage equality was high among women, Latinos, and voters under the age of 55. But even among voters older than 54, 46% now support marriage equality. And in Nevada, a bill is headed to the desk of Governor Brian Sandoval that would add crimes based on a person's gender identity and expression to the state's hate crime law, after their state assembly passed the legislation 30-11 this last Tuesday. Openly gay Assemblyman Andrew Martin said on Tuesday, "This does not afford victims special rights. This is a statement of what our society is and what we will not tolerate, the systematic targeting of individuals who are historically disadvantaged." Governor Sandoval is expected to sign the bill into law. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, May 20th, and every Monday at 5:30 p.m., the Petaluma Health Center will host an LGBT support group at 1179 North McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. And on Tuesday, May 21st, at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street. And don't forget, Sonoma County Pride happens a week after next, starting on Saturday, June 1st, with Pride Comedy Night, featuring Justin Lucas and Regina Stoops. Tickets are on sale now at wellsfargocenterarts.org. And then Sonoma County Pride continues the next day on June 2nd in Guerneville with the annual parade down Main Street, starting at 11 a.m. The festival follows immediately after the parade at the Guerneville Lodge. Be sure to come by the Outbeat Radio booth. We'll be taping our Live at Pride radio show and would love to have you join us on the air. And this year's interfaith service will happen the following weekend on June 9th at 7 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa. This year's service will feature live music from local singer-songwriter Bobby Joe Valentine. And we'll have all of your 2013 Pride celebration information for Sonoma, Napa, and San Francisco all in one place. Just go to our website at outbeatnews.com. And if you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure to tell us about it by going to that same website, outbeatnews.com. And follow us all week long on Facebook and Twitter for the latest LGBT news and information from here in the North Bay and beyond. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Collage with Michaela Kennan and Gary Carnevale.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
And thanks a lot, Greg and Gary. I'm Michaela Kennan, and you are tuned in to Outbeat Collage. Before we chat with Ellen and Robin of We Mean It Productions, let's talk just a bit about how you can keep local programming like Outbeat Radio on the air right here on KRCB Public Radio.
It's time for our spring formal funds drive here on KRCB-FM. This is the time of year when we encourage all of you to become part of our family and help support the public radio that you know and love. Certainly, Outbeat is one program that deserves your support. There are many others, and it's so easy. All you have to do is pick up your phone and call 707-584-2020, or if you're outside the area, you can call 855-723-4691, which is 855-RADIO-91. If you're next to your computer, simply go to our website at www.krcb.org/donate. We have lots of great thank you gifts for you at all levels of participation, and we encourage you to pledge any amount that makes sense to you. Every single dollar is valuable, and we truly appreciate your support. So thank you again for listening to KRCB-FM, and now we return to Outbeat with Michaela Kennan and Gary Carnevale.
For 18 years, Ellen Mearmont Silver and Robin Bramhall have produced Pride Comedy Night at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts. This popular event has been one constant of Sonoma County Pride for nearly two decades. This year, the lineup of the comics is stellar. Some big changes are in store across the board. Joining us tonight with all the information is Ellen and Robin right here. Welcome to Outbeat Collage.
Thank you. We're happy Thanks. To be here.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to have Pride back, Pride Comedy Night back after last year's hiatus. You all had us a bit worried.
We had weddings to go to. What can I say?
I know. The heterosexuals really don't understand that.
Yeah, actually, yeah. These were straight weddings, but they, you know, what can we do?
It happens to all of us. Tell us about getting back in the swing of things and what it takes to produce this big event.
Well, this year, we got back in the swing just in time to be told that there is a new twist to doing things at the Wells Fargo Center. So it was kind of neat that we got to do things differently this year. They're remodeling the big hall there. So our show is going to be in the lobby, the Litton Rancheria Grand Lobby, I think they call it, very grand. But it gave us a chance now to sort of approach it in a sort of a bistro club way, so a smaller crowd. We're going to have some bistro tables, sort of four to a table down the center and regular seating on the side, more intimate sort of club setting. And we'll have two shows because of that so we can get all of you in. So there will be tickets enough for everyone. Two shows at 6 and 9 p.m.
Mm. And we're amazed that the 6 p.m. show is selling faster, but, you know... Some of us like to, you know, get in and get out and have dinner later or have the, you know, the blue plate special at 4 o'clock. I don't know when you're eating, but anyway, that's it. People will are really going for the early show, but there's still plenty of seats for both.
That's a nice option.
Yeah,
it is.
For the audience.
Yeah,
it
people
is.
Are finding they want to
yeah.
either have dinner before the show or after mm-hmm. the show or have mm-hmm. the show and get in their jammies or who knows what yeah. they're going
to
do. That's, you know,
that's
their
up
business,
to them.
I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's sort of extra work for you. I mean,
well, we have to be there for a lot longer. Right. Because we can't just like go home after the first show. Yeah, but we want to be there for both shows. Yeah.
We get to see them laugh twice. You know, fortunately for me, you know, I forget things as soon as I hear them. So the second show is all new to me again.
She will laugh hard the second time as well. It's true.
I will.
She does love a repeat. Yeah. So June 1st, have we mentioned the date yet?
June 1st.
June 1st, Saturday. 6 and 9 p.m. So let's talk about the star, shall we, Ellen?
Well, let's. Of course, Marga Gomez is one of my all-time favorites. I think one of Robin's also.
Indeed.
She is the only person we've had here four times. So this will be her fourth time. And we've been watching her. I don't know. I think I've been watching her for 25 years at least. And she continues to come up with amazing material. And she's done one-woman shows about her father and her mother. Mm-hmm. She's of Cuban and Puerto Rican descent. But this is stand-up. This is pure stand-up. And she's great. I saw her a few months ago, Robin. Didn't come in the city at Esta Noche, which is like drag bar from
dive.
It's a mission dive. It's totally a dive. The bathroom is unbelievable. You should go just for that. But
it's an intimate venue.
There's like 15 seats. It's so cool though, and she's been doing this thing just to give queer performers of all sorts a place to perform, try out new material. And I saw her there, and she was brilliant even there. Yeah. It was just terrific. So she'll be here, and she'll have two good long sets, one at 6 and one at 9. And then we have a very special treat, a very new person on the scene, Justin Lucas. And Justin is not only adorable and Filipino-American, but he is brilliantly talented at doing impersonations, accents, characters. Like my favorite thing I've seen of his so far is pretending he's a woman pretending to be having phone sex with this man. And of course he plays both roles.
Yeah.
And it's so fun, but he's actually goofing with the guy. Anyway, it's hard to describe, but he's so good.
Yeah.
So we're very excited. And he has only been doing comedy for a few years. He used to be a nurse, but that didn't really sit well with him. And so he's a comic now. And he's really doing very well.
Wow. Yeah, whoever thought of comedy as a fallback career, but that's what it is for Justin. So it's kind of cool.
Well, he always wanted to do it, but it didn't really seem realistic. It did the whole nursing school thing. Took two different nursing positions and went, I really don't want to do this. You know,
he was looking for stability for family's sake, but the family is supportive. So there, he's going to have family in the audience.
Yeah,
that'll
be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
How old is he? Young?
Young. A couple years out of college.
Something.
No, younger than that.
Oh,
I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
just fresh.
Well, anyway, he's really young.
Right.
But
yeah.
How did you come across him,
Marga?
Marga brought him. Yeah,
and we really trust her instincts. She said, "This is a new guy. I really like him. He's really good. I think you should have him." And we looked at his stuff and went, let's do it.
Where did they live?
San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
So he's local. Nice. Actually, they'll drive up together. Mm-hmm. And then, Robin, tell us about Regina Stoops.
Well, Regina Stoops was with us in 2002. And she, had been involved in lesbian events. She'd been to, some of the camp out, what do you call those? The women's music and comedy festivals, things like that. She and some other women had produced a open mic night over at Coffee Cats called First Fridays.
Sure.
So we knew, and she had done some stand-up then. Since then, though, she and her partner of 18 years or something have had three sons with a gay male couple out in Pleasanton, where they live. And they met them at the Catholic Church, a nice, upstanding little American.
Very different balance.
And she comes from a corporate background. She does a nice little deadpan but tells stories and about all kinds of things. She's got aging parents. She's got the wife. She's got the kids and all boys. Did I mention that?
Three boys. So I think that should be really fun balance of people.
Sure.
Because they're all so different. So it'll be Regina, Justin, Marga. So we're very excited about that particular mix.
Yeah. And I like that we have a new and old, two women and a man. We like to mix it up. Two people of color and one not.
And only one person from Normal, Illinois. That's
Regina.
From Normal.
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Oh, the others are
from
Abby Normal.
Normal, but, normal people.
Yeah,
normal.
There you go. Yeah, that's the best we can do it. So.
No. Well, here's a shout out to Wells Fargo, as a company and as the sponsor of all of this. You've had a great relationship with them over the years.
We have. We have. Actually, when we first started looking around, we looked at a number of different venues, and at the time, which was 1995, we just said, well, let's rent this hall. They had the best price on the smallest hall, and ever since then, we've been there. And then they became our partners, really, I think the second show we did, they came up just in the middle of it. That was the only other time we've done two shows. And in the intermission, the producer then, who was David Lloyd, came up to me and said, or to us, and said, are you interested in co-producing? We said, well, what would that look like? And once we got into it, it was like, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So ever since then, that's been our home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're very participatory. I mean, they really feel like it's a partnership, and they will come up with ideas, and they're open to our ideas, but they really do this as a community service. I mean,
they really do. They don't
nobody
make
money makes money
this.
Off
yeah.
this, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's really, they love it. It's fun. It's their way to, and they've, you know, they have relationships with the media that we don't have, and we have relationships with the community they don't have, and so we all do our bit, and it's fun.
Speaking of media, there will be a big interview by John Beck in the PD with Marga Gomez,
which is
very exciting because I think he's only written about this show once in the 18 years. So, well, he wasn't there the whole 18 years. But
I'm making a face. Yeah. You can't see that over the radio.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of entertainment happening up here in the North Bay.
Right.
So, Ben Margaret, that shows you how big a name she is. She really has made a name for herself. She's really something unique. Yeah. And if you haven't seen her out there, you listeners, all 4 million of you out there listening,
that's right.
If you haven't seen her, come see her. And if you have seen her, I know you're coming because you love her. When we have been passing out postcards or talking about it with groups, people say, Margaret Gomez, of course I'm coming. I love her. So, because she is the draw. But come for the others, too. They are going to be, they're all so different. I just love that about this year's show.
Now, people always say, does she have new material? If you haven't seen her in five years, you bet she has new material.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen her in 3 years, if you haven't seen her in a year,
in
she has
10
new
minutes.
Material.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I wrote, Gary, when we talked about the article on GaySonoma.com, and thank you very much for having that, those interviews up there, Marga, she just has the best show we ever saw her do was 2008.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like 2 weeks before the election, or a week before the election of Obama.
After.
Oh, after, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I know what happened. Okay, so she said, I had to have two entire shows ready. One if he won, and one if he lost. And she knew that if he won, everybody would be really, really excited, but if he lost, it would be very depressing. So what happened? He won, but Prop 8, our side.
Right.
So, but it was one of my peak, I feel like one of the best audience experiences I've ever had. Mm. The crowd was so intensely joyous.
She really shared the joy and the misery.
And the energy was just intense, and we never laughed so hard in our whole lives. She was so, so brilliant, and so we know she'll be bringing that to us.
She is brilliant. I think I've seen her just about every year somewhere.
Have you seen her shows about her father and her mother?
Yes.
They're very theatrical.
She's a playwright and an actress,
she's
too.
She's really talented.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think she brings that acting sensibility. Some of the comics really have no acting background, and not that they're not good. They're great. But it's different when they evoke a real character, and she knows how to do that.
Yeah,
Doug Holtzclaw does that,
too. None of these three people in comics is a joke teller. I mean, I like a joke as much as the next gal, but they are storytellers, and they'll...
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm thinking, too, so just so people get a picture in their mind, so this is going to be held in that lobby outside of the auditorium.
It's actually huge. I was there the other day, and I thought, because when they originally told us that 450 seats could fit in there, I thought, how is that possible? And I was there, and it was completely empty. Though, wow, this is big.
Mm-hmm. But that's still a third of the size of the big hall.
Right, that's
true. So picture that. So
it
is intimate. There's no bad seats.
Are they going to let people upstairs to look down?
No, it's going to be
all
flat.
Seated,
but the stage will be raised, so you'll be able to see. Yeah.
The stage will be against the window?
Yeah.
Right.
You'll be looking out
and
toward the freeway.
And hopefully there'll be a halo around everyone's head.
Right.
Because, you know.
That beautiful view.
There you go.
Well, that's
101.
The other side of that is you've got the tables as well.
Yes.
Instead of just rows of chairs, there's going to be little intimate tables.
And people can, it's a little more money for the table. So if you want to do that, you can get four people at a table. And if you don't want to do that, you do the regular.
And the concessions will be there, so you can get your glass of wine or cup of coffee or whatever you want. And we'll once again have information tables from nonprofits and our sponsors. I want to give a shout out to Fountain Grove Lodge, by the way, which is an LGBT full service retirement village, opening this summer. This summer, this year, this fall, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not on the staff, but I know they're
this
getting
year.
Ready. This year, there we go. Yeah. So and they'll all have, you know, our sponsors and some of the local nonprofits will have tables out there. So it'll be a community event, as we like to always make it.
I just want to mention our other sponsors.
All right.
Law Office of Naomi Metz, Jason Glazier of Ameriprise Financial Services, Anne McGivern at Coldwell Banker Real Estate, and Media Tweakers Social Media Management for Small Business. We really appreciate their support because it really enables us to put the show on.
Talk to us a little bit about We Mean It Productions. How did all of that come about?
Well, Ellen had produced comedy for years before I knew her, but comedy was one of the things that we share a love of, and we love to laugh. And so we went to Josie's Juice Joint, right, Ellen?
Josie's Cabaret.
Cabaret.
But before that,
and Juice Joint,
Rose.
Right. Yeah, to hear comedy. So when we came up here and we said, where's the comedy, everybody? For us, and of course, Ellen, as she is wont to do, says, well, let's just do it. Let's just put it on.
But let me, actually, speaking of shout out, Chrysalis was doing women's comedy shows three times a year, but it was all women. So we thought, well, there seems to be a niche open here for us, which is gay and lesbian. Because you couldn't count on that being lesbian. It might be, it might not. So we felt like there is something else to be done here without competing with them. And that was true. And when they stopped doing that, then we were kind of the only ones left doing it, which was fine. And it's been really fun. Years ago, I didn't think I was ever a groupie until I came out. And then I realized, oh, I'm a certain kind of groupie. And so these are the women and men, you know, but that I really want to see and group myself upon. I guess I'm a Groupon. So the way I get that little thrill is I get to meet all these wonderful comics. And since we're such a small community, I get to interview them a lot of times, and that's really fun. And they're really swell people. And they're not always as funny just knowing them as they are on stage. It's a talent that they put up there.
It's an act.
And they work on it. I mean, backstage, they're seriously, you know, looking at their notes and studying their lines. And but actually, 2 years ago, Ellen got to dance. Did you catch that show? She danced at the end with Ali Mafi and his dancing boys and girls.
That was one of my big experiences of my life, was dancing on that. It was so much fun.
What song was that you danced to?
Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
And
what was so much fun is that I knew nobody in the audience who knew me expected me to come out dancing. And I just happened to be wearing something that I could dance. Well, Robin, you could tell that quick story about how that ended up happening.
Oh, when they were rehearsing before the show, the dancers, and I sort of came out on stage. I was just walking through, and I kind of made some funny dancey moves. And Ollie said, oh, you two have to join us and dance with us. I said, well, not me, honey. Ellen might, but because she has a dancing background. And I'm kind of a shy thing. So sure enough, Ellen rehearsed for maybe
an hour.
They
taught me the routine.
And she couldn't remember routine, and so she did it the whole thing, and it was fantastic.
And I could not get Bad Romance out of my head for like 6 months. I was singing that freaking song, it was great.
Hummed in her sleep.
Ellen's headed to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, no,
definitely
she
not.
Could do it. Yeah,
definitely
so you think you can
she
dance?
Could do it? Yeah.
Okay, into the mic. I'm gonna
exactly.
Kiss this mic.
I know. Yeah. Returning. Yeah. So 18 years, amazing. Yeah. So talk about some of the highs and lows of.
Well, that was my high. I would say was
that.
I would say that just doing that was a
You always
high.
Look like you're having a great time, both of you.
Oh, once we get to the show, we're always having a great time.
Right.
It's the leading up. Well, because
and the talent gets to the show.
We love the booking of the talent. That usually happens, you know, months and months ahead of time. So that's kind of fun. It's fun to talk. We never disagree about it. We have some, you know, what do we do this year versus, you know, before. So we like looking ahead of time. We like going to comedy shows and talking how to like them and all that. So, you know, it's fun for us to study up and do our research. But once we get the talent booked, I mean, the hard part is just getting the tickets sold and the angst of, you know, getting 2 weeks ahead of time and the place isn't sold out. But, you know, we're always happy when we get there, and there's always a good crowd, and they're always very grateful. We see people throughout the year who will walk up to us in grocery stores. We mean it!
Yeah,
shout at us.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Or they'll say, are you Ellen or Robin?
Yeah.
They know that we're one or the other, you know. So.
And there are quite a number, and you're probably all listening right now. Whenever you see me, I know that you say hi like you know me, and I think, okay, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to know this woman, but who the heck is she? You know, but try and be gracious. So it is really fun. I know a low. Do you want to hear a low? He said,
sure. Oh, sure.
A low, which to me was funny, but it wasn't funny. When Robin, we used to think that we had to memorize our little 2 minutes on stage, which was ridiculous. We're not the comics. We don't need to do that. We can have a piece of paper and no one will judge us. But at this point, we were doing it. So what happened, Robin? You looked at me. She couldn't remember her thing. She panicked. And she looked at me. What she was trying to say to me through her eyes was, help! But what I saw is, okay, she needs to do this on her own because that's what she wants, to be independent. So, you know, we're not, I'm not going to just rescue her. That would be terrible.
So we stood there.
Was like, and I don't know, it was so funny.
I finally remembered, I said, you know, like, and he went to, you know, San Francisco State for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I threw it for Christ's sake in there. That was, yeah. And everyone laughed, so that's all I'm looking for.
And then we look at the videos afterwards, and then we go, oh my God. Oh, you know, yeah. One thing that's fun to look at now, or not fun, is that how we looked 18 years ago versus now.
Yeah.
I used to be tall and beautiful, and now I'm just not quite as tall. So,
supermodel years.
And I was slender and dark-haired. Yeah.
But so was our audience. I think that's why the 6 o'clock show is selling so well.
So give us a sense of the demographics. What have you kind of found over the years? Have the demographics changed?
No. Well, the first year we did it, we had 2 men and 2 women as our comics, but I think it was still mostly women who came. But we really tried to get that balance of men and women. We have struggled with that. The only time we really had parity was when we had Kinsey Six. And we loved Kinsey Six.
Yeah.
But we've had a hard time getting, there's not as many good gay male comics is one problem. I mean, we really have scoured the area, unless we bring from the East Coast or something. And by the way, Mario Cantone will be at Wells Fargo Center for the Arts this year. We're not producing him, but I'm so excited.
Oh.
Yeah, he is brilliant. We did try and get him a few years ago, but he was way out of our league. So, and even that was even before he was well-known as he is
another,
now.
Another demographic point is that several years ago, we tried for several years, we had dances after the show, and that did bring out a younger crowd because we really wanted to sort of grow that part of it. And then that kind of faded. The people weren't really coming to the dance, so we kind of cut out the dance.
Yeah.
But we like that. We like to have. So that's why Justin's here, for instance, to really appeal. We want to cross spectrum. We want it all of us to be there. We want it to be a place where everyone has, everyone sees her or himself on stage and hears things that mean something to them. So we like that. Yeah, but it is, you know, mostly women.
But what I would say, one thing that's really funny to me is our show is a perfect place where you realize how different lesbians and gay men are. It's because, you know, we're very busy trying to balance the kind of comics that won't offend the women and will interest the men and vice versa. I mean, it's really hilarious because we always hear about it.
Yeah.
We'll be Sonoma County Fair. This is our typical place if you're getting feedback.
Yeah.
We're walking down the fairway or something. Someone yells out, "We mean it." And then they tell us whether they like the show or not. What lines they didn't like.
They'll say, tell the men not to talk about penises so much. And then men will say, can you not talk about tampons so much?
And then it's when are you going to have Kate Clinton? That goes on every year. When are you having Kate Clinton? Mm. So it's like we love getting the feedback. We don't ever take it personally. We know, you know, we want to know what people want. Mm-hmm. We definitely take it into account. We never hire someone we don't think is really funny. That's number one.
That's how you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only way you
can do it. It's all about what
it.
What show we want to see.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always a great show.
We're going to be working on it for months. We want to really like these people. We want to feel. If we did this for money, it's one thing, but doing it the way we do it, it's just a passion thing. You know, we want to do this for you and for ourselves, and let's all get together and have a really good time.
Are there other performing acts that are doing the same kind of table lobby setup?
No, we're the only one, because what happened was we have to do our show in June, and they already have the whole place torn up. I went in there the other day. I couldn't believe the size of that place. Imagine the whole big theater with nothing in there but a stage.
Wow.
It's really interesting. There's not carpeting in there right now. Mm. Nothing. It's going to be, I think it's a $2.5 million makeover.
Wow.
So it should be very exciting. Not only are the pews gone, but we've had real seats for a number of years, but those are gone too. Remember the pews?
I do remember the pews.
Actually,
the first time I was there, I'm like, what?
Well, our first show.
If you want a genuflect, you have to go someplace else.
For a rock show. I mean, I was there Elvis Costello or something, and he even made a joke about the pews.
Yeah.
Well, the deal now is they're making movable chairs so that they can actually have dancing there.
Not movable.
Yeah. But actually, our very first show was in that.
Disneyland, right?
Our first show was in that little theater at the time. Mm-hmm. It had been a chapel, and there was still a huge cross there. So our comics, and at the time, that was Tom Amiano,
Lisa Godaldig,
Danny Williams, and Susie Berger, and they all went to town on this cross. It was, not to offend anybody listening, it's just that, you know, our humor isn't exactly... religious.
Crossworthy.
Crossworthy. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's correct. Right. That's correct. So, yeah, I think it was fun. The other thing that's been really fun for me, and I think for you too, Robin, is that the relationship with Wells Fargo Center for the Arts has meant we've met all kinds of really fabulous people. Like, I have a picture of us. I'm standing right next to Ellen DeGeneres. Now, I never got to talk to her, touch her, smile on her face, or anything, because we were all these VIPs were all standing. You know, there's like six of us or something standing there. They whisked her in, stood her next to us, click, 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 gone, with Anne Heche, by the way, because they were still together at the time, and they waltzed out. But we have that picture.
Oh, great. I was going to use that picture to prove we're great friends with her, but now you just busted that story. Thanks, Ellen.
So that has also been fun, being so, you know, kind of in the inside of that. That's the payment.
Excellent. So tell us one more time how people can find out more about Pride Comedy Night, get tickets.
You can get tickets at WellsFargoCenterArts.org at the tickets clicky. You can call the box office at 707-546-3600. You can go to the box office.
Right.
In person.
In person.
That's Tuesday through Saturday, noon
That's
to
right.
6.
That's right.
Unless there's a show on a given night. Oh, let's see. Are there any shows left? I think there are no shows left, so no, you can't do that right now. But
we're so hip and groovy. You can also, not for tickets, but you can go visit us on Facebook. You can go to the WeMeanIt.net website. We're just so very everywhere.
Get in Safeway or something like that.
Yeah,
we mean
right.
it.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. We expect people to be shouting out. We mean it for weeks to come.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
And we do mean it, by the way.
Yeah.
Laugh.
Whatever it is.
We mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We mean it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we certainly mean it when we say thank you so much for being with us and coming back and sharing all the news and the information and the great anticipation for next week's show.
Wonderful. Right. Well, it's 2 weeks. Don't rush
it. It is.
Don't rush it. We have a lot of things to do between now and then, so don't rush it.
Choose for time, listeners, to get your group together.
Yeah.
We do. And, well, thank you. And thank you for continuing Outbeat. You know, I often listen to it on my way home from my meditation group, and it's really, really fun.
Thank you.
So
thank
we
you.
Love listening to it.
So let's encourage people to buy a table and just come out for a grand evening.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks so much. We mean it.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Up next is Gary Saperstein of Out in the Vineyard, who will talk about next month's Gay Wine Weekend. First, let's have a listen to some new music by the talented Dudley Saunders. This is We Were Right from Dudley's incredible new disc, Monsters.
Live inside a song that would go on and on and on, not in a couch in your echo room. And so we left you in a run, the way a bullet leaves a gun, the way a bullet leaves a wound. And we did everything. Danced a dark on rotting piers, and we forgot all about you. We were crazy, we were cruel. We didn't everything that you warned us not to do, but the dirty truth is that we were right. Life is beautiful and brief, so we let our juices spray. We gave our skin away to make a playground place where we would let anybody play. But there were reasons to your rules. We were stupider than fools. When we laughed, right in your face, and we were crazy. We were cool. We didn't everything that you warned us not to do. But the dirty truth is that we were right.
Just a reminder, you are listening to Outbeat Collage, Out in the Arts, here on KRCB-FM. This is the wind-down of our spring fundraising drive, our spring formal, and we deeply appreciate your support. We have lots of thank you gifts available for your enjoyment and viewing, listening pleasure. You can take a look at everything we have to offer by simply going to our website at www.krcb.org/donate, or feel free to pick up the phone and call our toll-free number, which is 855-723-4691. That's 855-radio-91 for those of you who are really into mnemonics. Now we return to Outbeat Collage, and here are Michaela Kennan and Gary Carnevale.
Gary Zapperstein, along with his business partner Mark Vogler, own Out in the Vineyard, which offers travel itineraries to LGBT travelers seeking the wine country experience.
Yes.
They also host Gay Wine Weekend, which will offer 3 days of events in celebration of LGBT Pride in Sonoma Valley starting June 14th. Welcome back to Outbeat Collage, Gary.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
That's familiar faces tonight.
It is. I had Ellen on and Robin and that me. It's just like old-timers week.
Well, tell us a little bit. When you look at the calendar for Gay Wine Weekend, it's mm-hmm. really quite an impressive lineup. So we're talking winery tours, special dinners, auctions, mm-hmm. the Twilight Tea Dance.
Yes, 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 yes. As we call it, 3 days of gay.
Oh, there you
go. Is what we call it. 3 days of gay in wine country. And there is. It's a jam-packed weekend starting on Friday, the June 14th, where we have a, let's see, what is there? There's going to be first an opening reception at El Dorado Hotel, which is our host hotel for the weekend.
Beautiful,
which is already
place.
Sold out, and followed by actually a new event this year that we're doing that's really going to be, I hope, really fun for everybody. It's actually a Passport Winery Walk, because now that we have all these tasting rooms around the plaza in Sonoma, so we've created a Passport. We have about a dozen tasting rooms that are going to stay open late that night. So from 5 to 8 p.m., people can take this passport and go around the square. They'll get their passport stamped, and they're, you know, every tasting room is offering some different special offerings throughout the course of the evening. And so that should be a lot of fun. And then after that, there are winemaker dinners that go on. There were five different SAP restaurants also around the town square, from the Girl and the Fig to El Dorado Hotel to Meritage to Saddles to Epicurean Connection, all paired with different winemakers. So it's going to be really fun. El Dorado is paired with Lassiter Family Winery. The Girl and the Fig is paired with La Crema. Both those wineries are major sponsors of the weekend, with, you know, Epicurean Connections with Enkidu wines, which are fabulous, and Saddle Steakhouse with Peugeot, and Meritage with Sebastiani with Mark Lyon, the winemaker from that winery. So that's Friday. Then Saturday, we have five different wine tours that people can choose from to go out on, to all different wineries around Sonoma. And we have one that's going to Napa as well, to Joseph Phelps and Peugeot Winery, with a box lunch included in that. And then once that's over, then we have the signature event of the weekend, which is the Twilight Tea Dance, which the VIP reception starts from 5 to 7, and then the dance starts from 7 to 11 at Atwood Ranch, which is an absolutely breathtaking, Gary, you've been, a breathtaking 150-acre private estate surrounded by rolling hills and vineyards, and we literally the dance is out in the vineyard at Atwood Ranch. And so it's an amazing evening, followed by an after party, the Après Tea Dance, back at El Dorado Hotel. Then once everyone gets a little sleep, just a little, not too much though, on Sunday, then we have a recovery brunch and what we call our Big Gay Wine Auction at Ramekin's Event Center, which is really just a beautiful space. And the wine auction, where 100% of the proceeds all benefit Face-to-Face, which you all know is our Sonoma County HIV/AIDS network. And then after the brunch, we have another new event, which is we're going to end the weekend back at El Dorado for a Bud Light pool party going on. So it's a little lounge soiree, take a dip in the pool, relax, and unwind with some wine, beer, cocktails, and some bites from El Dorado Kitchen.
Nice.
So that's the weekend. Oh, I'm exhausted.
And that's new.
That's a new event this year. Yeah. That's a new event. So the two new events are the Passport Wine Walk and the Bud Light pool soiree.
So is this the third year for Gay Wine Weekend?
This is the third year for Gay Wine Weekend and the fifth year of doing the Twilight Tea Dance. Began with just the Twilight Tea Dance.
Right.
And then we took that and expanded it 3 years ago.
Which is a great addition to Pride events here in Sonoma County.
It is. We hope so. It's really, for us, it's about... you know, it's about just opening up wine country to our community, and it's all about the food, the wine, the ambiance, the lifestyle of wine country and what we have to offer here. And so far, it's been a really nice success, and it's really great. Mark and I are both people who, it's about community for us, and we love bringing people together. And especially here in our wine country that, you know, we all live here and it's a spectacular place to live.
And we're lucky. And we're lucky.
We are very lucky. Very lucky. I never take it for granted. Living here 18 years and I still find new things when I'm driving around. I look up in those hills and I go like, I never saw that before.
Right.
And that's an amazing thing to do after 18 years still.
Share a couple of stories about people who come here for the first time, maybe from another country, and they've heard about Napa, they've heard about Sonoma or California wine country in general. Can you share just a few stories?
People are, one thing that I've noticed over the course of the years, especially, my background's in hospitality. I was the general manager of the Girl and the Fig for many years at Auberge du Soleil in Napa when I first moved out here. So, I've always been in hospitality and tourism. That's always been my life, my livelihood. And one thing about most people who come out here, first of all, mostly everyone's in good moods. They are so happy to be here, to unwind, relax. The natural beauty just, I think, relaxes everybody, that everyone's in really good moods. And they want us to share what we have going on here. And so that's pretty much what goes on, all the time. And I think for the LGBT community, what I've noticed, and we even began out in the vineyard, was just noticing over the course of the many years just the increase of not only the LGBT tourism in our county, but also the amount of the LGBT market moving up to this area, whether it be to get out of the city, move from other areas of the country, or buy a second home, that it was, and nobody was marketing or targeting this audience. And so we thought, you know, let's reel it in and see if we can market and target this audience to really, as I said, you know, market wine country.
Right. Right. Well, and there's been that shift from Sonoma Valley, or from Guerneville, the Russian River area, mm-hmm. to, I think, Sonoma Valley.
Yeah, well, I think that's because of, you know, with equality, you know, we don't just have to live in, quote, you know, the gay ghettos anymore. Mm-hmm. Now we are more integrated into society. I even think in New York, it's the same way, where the gay community has spread out more. Even I think in San Francisco, it's not just about the Castro anymore. The communities are reaching out now, and it's more intertwined. And I think it's the same way here in wine country.
And LGBT folks should feel safe and welcome.
Welcome, yes. Safe, you know, I mean, that's interesting. You know, there are hate crimes that happen every single day. We recently, they happen here in Sonoma County. An awful thing happened in New York past few.
A number of incidents in New York.
There's been five. In New York, there's been five in the past month hate crimes.
In the village. Mostly
in the village. Which is, that's our turf.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
And two nights ago where a young man was shot and killed. I mean, point blank, shot and killed with a man, you know, yelling, hateful slurs, gay slurs. So it's out there. It's happening. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to go away very quickly. And especially maybe because there is so much in the news right now about us, and with equality and everything that's going on, and we are in the news almost daily now, that.
It's a backlash.
It can tend to bring out the crazies, mm-hmm. you know, the hate mongers, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And it's unfortunate. It's very sad.
Let's kind of take that as a little segue into just a general question of when we are finally legally allowed to marry here in the state. Are you anticipating kind of a boom in terms of visitors and tourism?
Absolutely. Mark and I just recently gave a talk to the Wine Country Special Event Professionals. They asked us to come and talk at their monthly gathering about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And really, the gist of our conversation with them was, get ready.
Right.
It's time. Get your marketing tools together, your social media, tools together. Because when and if this happens, which hopefully it's going to be sooner than later, we should hopefully we'll find out sometime within the month, right? Mm-hmm. That we're supposed to find out. Not that means, I mean, we know when gay marriages will continue in California if it goes our way, but definitely, I think that, I mean, this is a great, amazing place where people do want to come to get married. I mean, it happens every day within the straight community. So I would think within the gay community as well, a lot of people, I think, are going to be coming up here and looking for places to get married. And I do have to say, one of those most beautiful places are Atwood Ranch, where we have our Twilight Tea Dance. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing place. And Julie Atwood, who is an incredible event producer, who can create any kind of event in her space there. I think it's going to be really an amazing. It's going to be great business for wine country.
Mm-hmm. And no, if you're a smart business person, you're ready for that.
Exactly. Get your imaging ready on your websites, even if your postcards, as I said, through social media. It's that was the theme of everything we had to say, was get ready for when this is happening. Start preparing for it now, so you're ahead of the game when it happens.
And you're working. You must be working with the Sonoma County Tourism Board in conjunction with this.
Yes, yes, yes. They're a big help as well, which is really wonderful. And our Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau, both are great organizations, are a great asset to us, to our community as a whole.
I mean, and have been for probably decades.
Right, I mean, and especially, in the past 5 years or more, the Sonoma County Tourism Bureau has had an LGBT, site on their website. Just last year, the Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau put an LGBT site on their website as well. So those are all steps in the right direction. No doubt about that.
When you've approached wineries or winemakers or, you know, the wine industry about hosting events like this, what's been the reaction?
You know, I mean, it's been incredibly heartwarming to see the community opening up to what we're doing. It's basically now where even sometimes we have to turn some wineries away because we don't want too many wineries, like at the Twilight Tea Dance, where we'll have about almost 10 wineries pouring. We don't need more than that because we want all the wineries that be there to get maximum exposure. But it's been really heartwarming to see and the response from everybody and the support from the community. You know, we've had last year and this year, La Crema Winery, which is part of Jackson Family Winery, has come on board as a sponsor, but not only donating product, but also as a cash sponsor, which is huge for a winery. As well, this year, Lassiter Family Winery, John and Nancy Lassiter, who started the winery a number of years ago, they came on board this year and are, you know, sponsoring a winemaker dinner, a winery tour, and came on board as a cash sponsor, one of our major sponsors for Gay Wine Weekend.
Excellent.
Which really helps us put this event on so that we can also donate as much as we can, because a portion of all the ticket proceeds from the entire weekend also benefit Face to Face. So that's been amazing.
Good.
Great support.
And talk about how Face to Face benefited last year.
Oh, God. Well, in total last year, can I say numbers?
Certainly.
Dazzle us. Just the right scandal. about $21,000 we raised last year for Face to Face from Gay Wine Weekend, where I'm hoping this year we can get it to at least 25. You know, I always, every year I just want it to be more than the last year. But over the course of the last 3 years, we've raised over $40,000 for Face to Face.
That's excellent.
You know, so, that means a lot to me. The work that they do is incredible for over 30 years supplying, you know, support and services to people in our county living with HIV and AIDS.
Right.
And, I mean, they're not the only one. You know, Food for Thought's a great organization as well. I mean, they're Positive Images. There are great, amazing organizations here that are supporting our community. And hopefully one day we'll even be able to, as our Gay Wine Weekend grows, our goal is to hopefully grow even the beneficiary list. You know, for what we do. But it's been great to be able to support Face to Face in this manner.
Right.
Really wonderful.
Right. Because we still need those aid services.
Absolutely. You know, government funding has been cut over the course of the last number of years for everything. So the more that organizations like Face to Face, you know, they need fundraisers to help them, you know, keep their doors open, supply those support and services. They do free HIV testing now a few days a week and just all the other services that they supply around the county.
Yes, crucial services.
Absolutely, very crucial.
As if you weren't busy enough, now you're hosting your own radio show.
Yes. As you and I were saying, Now I'm on the other. I love being on this end of the table tonight instead of being the one having to come up with the questions. Yes, a lot less work. Yes. It is a lot of fun, though. We are on. It was really nice. Mark and I were approached by KSVY 91.3, which is our local Sonoma radio station. And they said they wanted to do a gay-themed radio show, and so they came to us, and we gave it some thought because we knew it would be a lot of work, and we said we had to do it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't, you know.
Right,
we couldn't,
hard to say no.
You know what it was for me personally? There's so much going on in our community right now that I feel like it's like I felt almost like it was a calling that I'd like had to do it. I wanted to be part of what's happening right now, and you're a part of that. You know, you both of you being here at this radio station, giving the news out, reporting what's going on, and there's so much going on right now that I feel that it's almost like a service. And that for me, I just was like, I can't say no. And as Gary, you and I were talking, I love being on air. I think it's a lot of fun. I love talking with the guests. Doing the research is also, for each show, is is amazing. I'm learning so much, right, and educating myself so much. I think I sound actually smart sometimes. No, but I can't believe how much work goes into creating that show. We do a 1 hour radio show. They wanted us to 2 hours. I was like, no, 1 hour, 1 hour, please. And it is, it's a lot of work preparing for that 1 hour show, but definitely worthwhile. Definitely worthwhile. And you can even, everyone can go, you can stream it live on our, you can even go to our website, www.outinthevineyard.com. There's an icon for Out in the Vineyard Radio, so you can click on that. You can list stream it, you know, via your computer if you don't get it in your town where you live.
I was saying it's probably the only radio station we get in Sonoma.
It is. But supposedly they're supposed to be getting some new tower, and the reach is going to be further.
Oh,
the reach is going to be further.
Look,
they say
you.
Competition, Gary, competition. It'll be the competition of the Garys.
We welcome it, the battle of the Garys. We welcome it.
Okay, healthy competition.
Never
healthy
be
competition.
Too many queer voices out there.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Good. Congratulations and good luck with it.
Thank you. We're having a good time. We are.
So we were talking briefly about Mark. Where's Mark?
Devil. Mark is in South Africa right now, but for good reason. Because we are going to
he's working.
It is part work. It is part work. Half of the time was part work, and he is there because we're going to try to go international next year, and so we want to do outbound tours. So our first one, hopefully, if everything turns out the way we're planning on it, it's going to be to South Africa wine country in South Africa. So he actually went met with like the tour company that we're working with there, that's going to, you know, that's putting together the whole package for us, and then I get to go next year.
You're next.
I'm next. So we're planning on, if it all works out, maybe March, April next year. My fingers are crossed for that, because I really want to go.
Place.
I've never been, but
we've
seen,
been.
You've
it
been.
Is. It's like a Sonoma in Africa.
Some of the pictures look amazing. He's in the wine country
with
region
the hills,
right now,
relatively flat,
and you know,
quite
and,
as hilly,
you know, but. And the fun thing is via social media and Twitter, we actually found some LGBT winemakers, and you know that not everything about the tour is going to be quote gay,
right,
but
right.
that we are going to throw in, it's important to us to throw in that aspect to the tour. So he's meeting with some of the LGBT winemakers yesterday and today, and hopefully we're going to be able to bring our tour group to their tour,
right,
you know, in South Africa next year.
And there, of course, are sizable communities in Cape Town and Johannesburg.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice.
But I'm looking forward to him coming back. Looking forward to him coming back. We're ready.
Oh, right.
We are.
He's away at a crucial time.
We are. Right. He gets back. It's 3 weeks until Gay Wine Weekend.
Yeah.
So give us all the information that we need to know about that right now.
Yes. If everyone, tickets are available for the event. Some things are sold out, but it's all on our website. But you can go directly to www.gaywineweekend.com and get your tickets.
Everything you need to know.
Make your plans now.
Wonderful.
Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
We'll see you out there for Gay Wine Weekend.
We'll see you out in the vineyard, as we like to say.
Absolutely.
Thank
we want to
you.
Thank tonight's guests, Alan Mearmount Silver, Robin Bramhall, and Gary Saperstein. Much gratitude to Mary Marcapagna for her help tonight. Thank you for listening to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. We'll return next month, Sunday, June 16th, with our special coverage of Frameline 37, the San Francisco International LGBT Film Festival, which will kick off June 20th. Next Sunday, join Greg Moralia for Outbeat Now. We hope you'll join Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Find out all about us at outbeatradio.org. We leave you with one more song from Dudley Saunders' new CD, Monster. This is The Man in the Game.
You're not really in this room. You threw the glass and you're in the street. Barry's handing you a gun. is for a shooting spree.